The World Health Organization warned this week that the coronavirus could kill as many as 190,000 people across Africa if it is not contained. Africa has so far reported relatively few cases of COVID-19 compared to other parts of the world. Let's bring in NPR's East Africa correspondent, Eder Peralta. Eder, tell us more about what the WHO said exactly.
So, I mean, the headline is exactly what you said, which is that as many as 190,000 Africans could die in this epidemic, and that is a worst-case scenario. And that number sounds really huge, but you're talking about a continent with more than 1 billion people. So this is actually a very rosy scenario, and it's predicting a much lower death toll than the West. Other modeling studies are making very different assumptions, and they're coming up with vastly different numbers. One of them, from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, estimated that almost 650,000 people could die in Nigeria, one country alone. So that 190,000 death toll is very, very optimistic. It predicts a mortality rate of under 1%. And just to put that into context, about 400,000 people in Africa die of malaria each year. And the WHO has warned that this pandemic should not take away the focus from malaria, because if it does, malaria could actually kill almost 800,000 people, many more than what this study from the WHO predicts could die from COVID-19.
What is life like where you are right now in Nairobi, Kenya?
So we're actually under a nighttime curfew here, but life actually feels like pretty normal. I just got back from a barbecue joint. They call them Nyama Choma joints here because restaurants are allowed to have been allowed to reopen. And usually when you get to these places, these bunch of guys, because there's a bunch of barbecue pits, these bunch of guys sort of rush to you to try and get you to buy from their place. And the same thing happened right now. I was actually expecting some sort of social distancing, but there was very little social distancing. People were, you know, and tables sort of, you know, separated, but it was very much the same sort of feel that you would have on a Friday night, which is that, you know, people are eating, people are drinking, people are going about their business.
Well, and in two of the countries in Africa with the biggest outbreaks so far, Nigeria and South Africa, they're already starting to relax some of their lockdown measures. Is there a fear there that they could be easing up too soon?
Yes, because we've also seen their numbers spike just as they are easing up these restrictions. That's actually something that you can see continent-wide, and it's this kind of dilemma that, you know, many countries here acted very early. When they only had a few cases, they locked down entirely. They shut down the airports. They stopped letting people come in through their borders. Now, when, you know, it seemed South Africa, you know, flattened its curve, you know, they started to lift some of these restrictions, but they're doing it just as the cases are rising. So I think there's fear that, you know, this second wave, even though Africa never sort of got a massive first wave, that this second wave could be really bad.
That is NPR's East Africa correspondent, Eder Peralta in Nairobi. Eder, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.